Welcome to the Dissolve podcast. My name is Amalia, and I'm a student at the Norwegian College of Fishery Science, an institute at the Arctic University of Norway. In this podcast, we will talk about biodegradable plastics and how this material can reduce plastic litter and associated problems caused by the fishery and aquaculture industries. Marine plastic pollution have many sources. Unfortunately, these include lost fishing gear and aquaculture equipment. Researchers at DISOLVE, a new center for research-based innovation at the Arctic University of Norway, are now trying to address this issue by developing new technologies and products based on biodegradable plastics. Their vision is to reduce marine plastic litter and associated problems such as ghost fishing, micro and macro plastics caused by fisheries and aquaculture. But what is biodegradable plastics exactly? I have asked Roger Larsen, the center director of DISOLVE, to explain.
Yeah, the answers are several, but bear in mind that there are several types of plastics available. Those plastic types we know from various fishing gears and have used commercially the last 50 to 70 years are built from petrol-based materials, which are obtained from oil as a raw material. Today, there are various bio-based materials made from biological materials, which are either compostable or biodegradable. And additionally, we find petrol-based materials that have been supplemented with additives to enhance the composition process.
I see. But why do we need these biodegradable plastics? And why do we need them for the fishery and aquaculture industry specifically?
The reason why we are looking for new materials and trying to develop them is twofolded. One is that we see damages caused by today's plastics as it produces large quantities of beach litter and even larger proportions of litter is accumulating on the seabed. The other reason is that it will take very, very long time for petrol-based plastics to disappear from nature. When it after some time starts to breaking down, it will turn into smaller particles known as micro and nanoplastics, and it may take hundreds of years in our environment before they disappear. The new fishing gears we are on the way to develop should be biodegradable because, first, our aim is to reduce the harmful effects on nature caused by petrol-based plastics. And secondly, and important for both Norwegian and international fisheries, is to reduce wasteful and unintended capture and what we call ghost fishing.
Another expert on biodegradable plastics is Ole Jan Myhre. He works at NORNAR, one of the scientific partners in DISOLVE. Their goal is to develop plastic materials that decompose in the ocean in a controlled manner. I have asked Ole Jan to explain more about their work.
So biodegradable plastics and another term, compostable plastics, are actually two different sort of degradable plastics. They're often confused and misunderstood. So let me try to explain that first. So the biodegradable term is used for plastics that will degrade in the nature, while the compostable plastics generally must be composted in an industrial composting facility to decompose. And here there is different conditions in temperature and environment for the composting or degradation process to happen. The raw materials from which both of these plastics are made can be bio-based or petroleum-based, or it can also be a mix of these. But in the DISOLVE project, the aim is to develop plastic materials that will degrade in nature, or more specifically, actually in the ocean within months or up to a few years, a relatively short time, depending on the temperature.
This is very interesting. Can you tell me a bit more about the degradation process?
Yes. For the degradation process to happen, the material must be in an environment that has the right temperature and enough microorganisms for the polymer chains to decompose. Degradation is caused by microorganisms that, when digesting biological material, will secrete enzymes, and these enzymes help to attack the biological material, whether it is cellulose or, in this case, biodegradable plastics. So these enzymes will contribute to break down the polymer chains so that the microorganisms can make use of these components in their digestion. Thanks to enzymes and microorganisms, the plastic particles are completely digested and will be broken down.
And these enzymes in microorganisms, can they be found in the ocean?
They can be found in ocean, but in general, there are much less microorganisms in the sea than you will find in soil or in compost. In addition, the sea is often quite cold compared to soil, or normally very cold. So in the DISSOLVE project, it is obviously a big challenge to develop materials that are not only biodegradable, but also biodegradable in the marine environment.
But if biodegradable plastics can be made both from petroleum and non-petroleum based materials, what materials do DISSOLVE intend to use for future fishing gear?
The DISSOLVE project is a long-term high-level research project aiming to identify polymers that can degrade in seawater. The research will then be based on available materials, meaning that at least in the initial phase, the project will investigate and test both bio-based plastic materials and petrochemical-based raw materials to map out which materials and chemical structures can most easily be degraded in seawater. So we have to understand the chemistry of the plastics versus the compostability or degradability in the sea first. So therefore, we cannot conclude today whether the DISSOLVE project ends up with a completely petroleum-free plastic material or not.
I see. But if you end up with a petrol-based product, why will it still be better for the environment than regular plastic?
Whether DISSOLVE develop a petroleum-based or a bio-based material and fishing gear made from this will not cause ghost fishing if it's lost in the sea, because it will degrade after a relatively short amount of time. Hence, it is of great importance for nature and marine life that the material is biodegradable, no matter the raw material which is used for the manufacture of the plastics.
Will the degradation process have other negative effects on the environment?
Well, in general, the bioplastic will degrade and the end products will be CO2, water and methanol. And these are completely natural compounds and chemicals or substances. So these are simple organic molecules that will be natural and will degrade in a simple way or taken up in the sea and the nature.
Researchers have already started testing new plastic materials and hope the industry can start using them in just 8 years. One of the researchers involved in testing how well such biodegradable plastics function for fishing gear is SINTEF researcher Christian Karl.
Degradation process of plastics in the sea is complex and requires an in-depth study and assessment to provide an accurate basis for the practical use of materials. In addition to the chemical composition of the material, both organisms and microorganisms present will have an importance in the decomposition process of the materials. Environmental conditions such as UV radiation, which causes photooxidative degradation, resulting in breaking of the polymer chains, and temperature play an important role here. The biodegradability will therefore be tested in different marine habitats in different climate zones: the Norwegian Sea, the Skagerrak Sea, the North Sea, and the Baltic Sea, and the Adria Sea. We do this to include a wide range of temperatures from 4 to 27 degrees. We'll also compare the biodegradable plastic materials with the conventional polymers. Therefore, we have a long-term project with additional lab experiments to investigate the complexity of the degradation behavior.
It's important to make sure that the new materials cannot cause microplastics or harmful chemicals that can accumulate in the food chain.
Biodegradable materials could still produce microplastics as part of the degradation process, but since it degrades faster, the long-term environmental impacts might be reduced, including ghost fishing. However, the polymer materials might release unwanted chemicals. This is something we want to highlight and dissolve and ensure that we do not replace environmental problems with another. Focusing on possible consequences of using new materials is SINTEF's main contribution to the project.
I hope this podcast has given you some new knowledge on biodegradable plastics and how this material reduces plastic litter and associated problems caused by the fishery and aquaculture industries. If you want to learn more, please follow Dissolve on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.